All right, so that song was called Vacation by Florist. I liked it a lot. They were great live. They had a really good drummer.
Yeah.
They were just like, you know, even though those are quieter, low energy songs, it didn't feel like a low energy band.
Right. They were definitely into it.
Where is the show?
The Great Scott. Great Scott.
In Austin.
Oh, cool.
Great venue. Great venue. Yes.
Nice.
Well, yes.
I have a song that that song reminded me of in theme more than in sound.
But okay.
I think it still flows.
Let's do it.
Anything that flows.
That's my motto.
Florist. Flora.
Flows.
Flowrider.
Flowrider. That's what I was going for.
Flome.
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 Xylem. Xylem and Flome.
Yeah.
Great.
I can't think.
That could be the band
Floss.
Name.
No,
Floss. Yeah.
Boom, left them. Okay.
Play your song.
Back when I was 4 and I knew the name of every dinosaur, I learned how to read rom comic books. My babysitter said I was really smart. When the lights went out, everything changed. The radio music made me feel strange, and I had a real bad dream about a gorilla in the bathroom. And back when I was 6, I took everything real serious, and I thought that every song that came on the radio was referring to strange sexual acts, because they thought I wouldn't know the facts. And being small is hard, and no one ever tells you how. And back when I was 8, I would sit outside on an old milk crate and look out at the world from the stoop across the street. The boom boxes and the hot concrete, and every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons across 9th Street. And back when I was 12 or so, I swear to God I never felt so low. Everyone but me was making out and eating cookies. I had more than my brain could stand. I threw my life in a garbage can. I felt so weird I had to disappear, and crying suicide disease. And at 15 getting stoned felt good, and it sent me back to childhood. Had nothing ever mattered to me more than that. But then 16 became eclipsed, my brain became apocalypse. I was lost and found, and I've never been the same. And back when I was 22, I left the best thing that I knew, and I gave it up for fortune and for fame. I played like I didn't know how, I shocked the world, I wowed the crowd, but I deserved more than what they gave. Back when I was 27, still nothing had been forgiven. Clay turns into rock and rock just sits. So sitting on a crowded beach, I'd pretend I was a leech, and I'd stick to things here and there for a little bit. And back when I was 31, I knew I'd become what I'd become. Nothing left to reveal, and there was nowhere else to turn. So shocked and withered, dumb and bitter, and in need of a babysitter, I'd gladly let my hand fall off and burn, burn, burn. Back when I turned the big 4-0, I realized just how much there was to go, and I started to think being alone forever wasn't where it was at. So I took my head out of the window and taught myself how to love real fast. I started talking about painting with a woman in the laundromat. And back when I was 50 and my first wife had just left me, I felt okay and I sang my daughter funny little songs. And just when I thought the best was past, I fell in love for real at last, and it didn't even matter that it had taken me so long. And back when I was 63, the public rediscovered me. My comic books and albums had all become rare cult collector items. And both my parents were deceased, so I didn't see my records get re-released. And I got a dog for the first time in my life. And back when I was 74, my dog died and I got two more. I still felt really good about my daughter and also about my girlfriend. And I would sing and draw a little bit, but mostly I would just wake up early and sit and hang out with the puppies and wish that I could live forever. And back when I was 87 and my grandson had just turned 11, my woman was dead and my dogs were getting pretty old. My body didn't work quite like it should, but overall things were pretty good. I was getting decent royalties from the reissued comic books and records. And back when I was 106, my only friend was one goldfish. Everyone I ever knew was dead and gone. And the goldfish never had a name, and the neighbors thought I was insane. And I flushed it down the toilet when I saw it floating upside down. And back when I was 128, I'd sit outside on an old milk crate and look out at the world from the stoop across the street. The boomboxes and the hot concrete, and every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons across 9th Street. Every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons. Every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons. Every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons.
I'm sorry if the ending of that song bumped anyone out.
I liked it.
It's fun. That was Back When I Was Four by Jeffrey Lewis.
Yeah, I'll remember that one. That reminded me of the Juno soundtrack.
Yeah,
I think
totally.
I think that I found it by doing like songs like the Juno soundtrack.
Nice.
Genius playlist.
Which made me think I would play a song from the Juno soundtrack.
Great.
I think that's a great idea.
All right.
Continuing with the flow of things.
Yes. The flow.
I was quiet as a mouse when I snuck into your house and took roofies with your spouse in a knit and out a louse. Lice are lousy all the time. They suck your blood, drink your wine, say shut up and quit your cry. Give it time and you'll be fine. You're so nice and you're so smart. You're such a good friend, I have to break your heart. I'll tell you that I love you, then I'll tear your world apart. Just pretend I didn't tear your world apart. I like boys with strong convictions and convicts with perfect diction. Underdogs with good intentions, amputees with stamp collections. Plywood skin boards ride the ocean, salty noses, suntan lotion. Always seriously joking and rambunctiously soft-spoken. I like boys that like their mothers, and I have a thing for brothers.
But they always wait till we're under the covers.
Say I'm sure glad we're not lovers. So nice and you're so smart. You're such a good friend, I have to break your heart. I'll tell you that I love you, then I'll tear your world apart. Just pretend I didn't tear your world apart. I like my new bunny suit. I like my new bunny suit. I like my new bunny suit. When I wear it, I feel cute.
So Nice, So Smart by Kimya Dawson, who did most of the Juno soundtrack.
Wow.
Really calming.
Yes.
That was calming.
You have to excuse my presence here on the show today. I have a sinus head cold thing, you know.
It's going around.
It's one of those.
Oh, no.
Just coming down from that.
Just when you thought winter was gone.
Oh gosh. I always get sick when people are sick.
Forrest backing away from us slowly.
My dad made some fire cider, though. Ooh. Which I'm supposed to take at a first sign of a cold to knock it out of my system. So we'll see.
What does that mean?
I wish I could tell you. Oh. And I can if I Google it.
But I'd have to kill you.
Basically.
I've heard the word. It's fire cider. It's like a home remedy, right?
Yeah. But he made his own. Apparently he was sick and bought some and it was super expensive. So he made his own and been brewing it for a couple weeks.
Oh, it's brewed.
Mm-hmm. And it does a lot of things.
What's in it?
These are all frequently asked questions. Well, you're supposed to take it at first sign of a cold because it builds up your immunity. But as I was just looking at, it also can like help with hangovers and general well-being.
Hmm.
It's like horseradish. Garlic, onion, ginger, and hot peppers infused in vinegar.
Whoa.
You're just supposed to drink like a tablespoon of it.
Yeah, I was going to say. Sounds powerful.
No, it's not like a drink.
Okay, I thought I was picturing like a spicy apple cider.
No, that would be delicious. I wish I had some of that too.
Like hot apple cider with cinnamon. Like fire cider, sign me up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apple cider vinegar is why it's cider. Okay.
You know what I've done is I've taken like a shot of just honey. Ground up ginger. That'll do it.
Were you sick?
Ginger.
No. One of my housemates just like, here, try this. Right. Okay. I don't know what the moral of the story is there, but
I'm a big ginger fan.
Yeah, I love ginger.
I mean, it's great, but it's like just ginger and like a shot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really would definitely clears you up though.
Yeah. Well, I have a question for you guys.
What's
how do you feel? We feel that way about ginger. How do we feel about carrots?
I've got a pet carrot. My best friend is a parrot. And I say things that he don't mind. So he say things that he don't mind. Tattooed and on merit. My best friend.
That was Pet Carrot by Pale Hound. There was a method to the madness of the transition there from talking to music. I like Pale Hound a lot. They're coming for a spring thing, which What's is that? The like Apple Jam hosted concert that happens before Spring Fling, which is our university-wide
I want to know.
Exciting gay concert.
Any guesses to who's the Spring Fling?
Honestly, I would be the happiest clam if it were T-Pain.
Oh, wow. That would be fun.
Yes.
Yes.
That's unique. Nelly was my favorite one.
That was a great day.
It was a fun day. Maybe because the weather was nice, too.
I've heard rumors that it's going to be Guster again, because apparently they come every, 4 years or so.
Ooh. Yeah, they came my freshman year.
Yeah.
They played the same one as, what's his name?
White Panda.
Yes, which is also the same as, neither of them were the headliner. The headliner was Lupe Fiasco.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was a good concert.
Yeah, Lupe Fiasco would be fun, too.
Yeah. He also was good.
I feel like you just need someone fun. You just need a fun...
Yeah. T-Pain would be the dream. T-Pain would be... I feel like if we can get Kesha, we can get T-Pain.
You should be on the committee.
Well...
What if no one suggested T-Pain?
I think it's too late, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah,
they're probably already negotiating and stuff.
Yeah. Well, all right. I think we should play one more song by a band very unlike T-Pain.
Yeah.
And I'll go get our beauty sleep.
Yes.
Sounds great.
Yes, that's
our healing sleep. Flora has a hurt ankle.
I was sick all weekend. This is actually a band I listened to all weekend when I was sick. So I formed a connection.
You have maybe healing power.
Yeah, let's go with that.
We hope you all get healed.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. We're going to play all music now and give our throats a rest. Thanks for tuning in to WMFO 91.5. Have a good night.
the only song
so
I had.
Where's the verse? She used to bring me my newspaper.
You don't even know where it's at.
She knew where it was at. She used to keep me so contented. But I can teach a dog to do that. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
You can teach a dog to do that. You can only train elephants.
Cause I need a friend now.
I need a friend now.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog here over Fido Spot.
My girl, my girl, no love, no how.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hike!
I was late on that one. I just got back from Africa, you know. I was playing cards with the natives.
Oh, Zulus?
No, I usually won.
I wish I had a glass of water.
Why, are you thirsty?
No, I want to see if my neck leaks. I'd buy a raccoon, but John already has one.
35 bucks.
Come in? Okay. I'm going to buy me a dog.
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 Yeah.
Cause I need a friend now.
Yeah, yeah.
Boop, boop, shabop, bop, ram-a-lam. I'm going to buy me a dog. What, my girl don't let me know how. How?
Now,
now, brown cow. I think I'm gonna buy me a dog, yes sir. I'm gonna buy me a dog. If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm gonna buy, I think dog would be the word. It would be dog.
Dog.
That would come springing from my lips. Dog. Boing, boing, boing. It'd be springing from my.
Atomic, can you turn it off, please? Can somebody open the door and let us out? They're coming to take us away.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass, suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
one by Jerry and the Pacemakers from 1965.
Thank you. enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you.
91.5
WMFO.
I feel happy of myself.
Well, stop it.
Thank you.
for the gift of sound and vision.
Drifting into my solitude.